What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're going to take another phone call. Don in Iowa, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Subject. Hello.
Hello, you are on the air.
Hello, yeah, the subject of Antifa. They're finally giving up, like you say. It looks like the establishment, Democrats and Republicans alike, the establishment is finally turning on them. I think what their failure was, and it's amazing, but all these guys that would show up and try to protect the freedom of speech and people and all that—they were heavily armed. They had guns of all kinds, I think. I mean, I've never been to one of those, but it looks to me like some of those guys there were a lot of armed people there, and no bullets were ever fired. So that was what they wanted. They wanted to provoke some of these guys to start shooting, I think. I think that was
I didn't see any guns. I didn't see any guns there, but there were a lot of clubs and a lot of they had things like bottles filled with cement and various other missiles they could throw. But the reason Antifa has failed is they did not project an image that the general population felt any sympathy for or could identify with. And that basically doomed them right from the start. Now, they're out there trying to claim that they're the voice of, the oppressed black people, and they want to tear down the Confederate statues, but when they cross that line into trying to initiate violence and really get it going, that's when they lost their prime demographic, because nobody wants violence in the streets of America anymore. We've already been through the Rodney King riots and the rest of it, and we know that this government has been trying to stir up race riots with all kinds of dirty tricks. They remember when Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman were that whole trial was going down, and the whole week before the verdict came on out, they said, oh, if Zimmerman's acquitted, there'll be riots all across America. There'll be riots all across America. And Zimmerman was acquitted, and nothing happened, because the black people and the white people are smart enough to realize that's exactly what the government wanted them to do. And so we all stayed home.
I was talking about the right-wing people. They had a lot of guns there in Charlottesville. They were armed because it's legal to open carry down there. And nobody ever fired a shot down there.
Yeah, which is another reminder that, gun owners do have a sense of restraint and responsibility.
Yeah, it was amazing amount of restraint to me. I mean, if somebody pepper sprays you, you actually almost have a legal right to defend yourself. And I mean, it would be debatable whether you can shoot the guy if somebody pepper sprays you right in your face. You right? I mean, I don't know. I'm not a lawyer.
Well, I'm not a lawyer either, but I think the presumption would be that, if you're pepper sprayed and you are now blind, you don't know what else is immediately in front of you in terms of a threat. Are they pulling out a knife or something?
The guy would have a good defense if he had a good defense lawyer and he killed the guy that pepper sprayed. Anyway, what I'm saying is I think that's why they're finally giving up, because of all the restraint these guys showed in all these rallies that they went to when they were armed. And nobody ever killed. None of the right winger guys ever shot. Ever opened fire. So that was good.
Yeah, that was a very good thing to do. And of course, the corporate media was trying to present Antifa and Black Lives Matter as the heroes in this situation. And when Trump came on out and said both sides were wrong for resorting to violence, do you remember how they just attacked him? How dare you say that Antifa and Black Lives Matter are wrong to use violence? These are, this is payback for slavery and oppression and all the. And I think the American people just had one of those palm to forehead moments, saying, "Are they really going to try and do this one again?"
Yeah, I mean,
okay,
the people are halfway sensible. The American people, they have common sense, but when you look at people, like the guys that work for CNN, you can't have any common sense. They won't give you a job there, right?
Yeah, well, the prime requirement for a job in the corporate media is the ability to stand there with your hair on fire and convincingly claim you cannot smell any smoke.
Okay, I'll let you get back to the news, Mike. Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much. And let's see. I think that was our last caller, if I'm... Okay. All right. Fantastic here. Now then, in a comparison, and this is directed at Michael Mann, who's out there insisting that human-caused global warming is responsible for this new all-time record hurricane, and as usual, he's completely wrong. It turns out that the Great Galveston Hurricane of 1900 is still the gold medal winner for the deadliest natural disaster in U.S. history. And again, everyone tries to use whatever happens for their political agenda. And Michael Mann's agenda is to convince you humans are warming the planet and we're all going to die from these natural disasters unless we stop. But of course, these natural disasters have happened throughout history. Climate does change. It always has. It always will. It was changing long before people got here. It'll go on changing long after we are gone. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And again, we're getting another warning. There are fake Homeland Security and immigration agents who are ordering Houston residents to evacuate so that they can rob their home. And the Department of Homeland Security is saying demand to see a badge or an ID. And the immigration people are saying they are not enforcing immigration law in the Houston area at this time. That if you're an illegal immigrant in the Houston area, it's safe for you to come on out and seek help. They're not rounding people up. They're not deporting them. And anybody who says, I'm from immigration, you need to leave your house right now, they're a con artist. Pick up some of that really heavy debris and throw it at them. Getting on back to politics and corruption here in the United States of America. The Department of Justice, as you know, is going after Menendez on this corruption trial. And apparently a big part of it was that Senator Menendez, traveled on Dr. Melgen's plane on three occasions, which were not reported, quid pro quo. Well, Menendez reimbursed Dr. Melgen for the plane flights, retroactively filed the necessary paperwork, and said that was all just fine, and it's all hunky-dory. It turns out that Menendez and his guests had enjoyed more than a dozen flights on Melgen's private jet dating back to 2006, not a single one of which Menendez had paid for or reported on his annual financial disclosure forms. Now he's just trying to say that, oh, it just fell through the cracks. It's amazing here. Now, the little bit of good news here. Okay, remember Jeff Epstein and his Lolita Express and all the underage girls, and he had his mansion in Florida where he got arrested, and he got this wrist slap plea deal for pedophilia and human trafficking. And after he got out of that, he moved on down to the Caribbean and bought himself a little tiny island, and he's got his little pleasure palace down there outside U.S. jurisdiction. Apparently, his plea deal may get canceled because he's not lived up to the terms of it, which means the case could be retried and reopened. And that's going to make a lot of people very, very nervous because lots of very powerful people took advantage of Jeff Epstein's little pleasure palace, including Bill Clinton, one of the royal princes. A bunch of people are going to be very upset, nervous about that one here. Over at NBC, they are now officially in a panic. Yesterday, we were in a panic. Today, we're officially in a panic. Apparently, Megyn Kelly, they tried to give her a new morning show. That is tanking. They can't find an audience for her. She's lost her audience. There's nobody out there who's really interested in listening to anything she has to say. And NBC is contractually obligated to her. They paid a huge amount of money. Reminds me of the movie Network, where at the very end, Howard Beale is assassinated because he's got lousy ratings. Megan, you may want to think about wearing a bulletproof vest to the office. Getting into that same situation here. Now, as of tomorrow, we are officially out of the summer box office season, which is when movies make most of their money. There are two box office seasons. There's the summer blockbuster season, and then there's the Christmas blockbuster season. And the summer box office season suffered an historic decline here in the United States of America. There are multiple overlapping factors for that. First and foremost, people just don't have the money to go to a movie theater anymore. Going to a movie theater is not the pleasant experience it was when we were younger, as the theaters are more value-engineered, smaller seats, a lot of noisy kids, gouging prices at the snack bar. And the other part of it is that there are so many movies that are just remakes of things we've all seen before. And I'm sure that Al Gore's Inconvenient sequel did not help the numbers either. So Hollywood filmmaking did not have a good summer at all here. Let's turn over to the war zones here. For the second day in a row, U.S. airstrikes have killed Afghan civilians. Just keeps on going. It's a horrible, horrible situation. I think the U.S. government is just trying to get us used to the idea that it's okay to kill civilians. They're standing next to the people we want to kill, so they deserve to die. Now, apparently, ISIS is going all in southern Raqqa. As you know, they're basically fighting, moving back toward Deir ez-Zor. And so ISIS is going all in southern Raqqa to try and establish some kind of a line of demarcation, bring the onslaught to a halt. But apparently, ISIS fighters have killed two Russian military service members in eastern Hama. And several Syrian soldiers were killed when ISIS repelled their attack toward Ukairabit town. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Chris from somewhere near Las Vegas. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, aloha, Michael, and thank you for taking the call. It's my recollection back when they had Katrina and Craig Fugate, who was number two in command of FEMA, who proudly proclaimed that he was going to obliterate, using the military army resources, to bulldoze all the homes that were allegedly damaged beyond repair, as he claimed, without any proof, of the people who lived in those areas, not giving them any opportunity to reclaim their valuable possessions that could have still been in the place, even though, yes, they may have been wet. Things like gold, silver, some family windows are definitely reclaimable and salvageable. And they certainly have a right to their private property that was obliterated by the so-called protection that they claim they were giving. And I fear that this is exactly the same sort of ruse to confuse that's coming down on the poor victims of this, I think, a weather modification tragedy. But
We're not going to go there. But well, let me back up. Let me go back to your earlier point here. Okay. People who have lost everything, they're obviously very emotional. They're not thinking clearly. They may go back to the ruin of their house and just be so desperate to reclaim some fragment of their prior life that they could take chances getting into the building, have a collapse on them, and they could die. And so there would be a certain rationale in trying to sort of bring a finality to the destruction where they just have to accept it's all gone and there's no point in my going back there and risking my life to dig through the rubble. So that's what I would be thinking. Anyway, Chris, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go.
Only in the world, 2025 is a reality.
Well, okay, we're going to let you go. Thank you very much. Like I said, everybody uses these disasters to push their own political agenda. Now, do you remember not too long ago, just earlier in the week, in fact, Hezbollah in Lebanon and the Syrian forces reached an agreement with ISIS that had been sort of straddling that border for them to leave. And they traded prisoners, and ISIS was basically heading on out of there. And Syria and Lebanon are now fully in control of their shared border. Well, along comes the United States of America, and they just decide they're going to go ahead and bomb that convoy of ISIS, who were basically leaving the area as a result of this peace accord or disarmament accord that they'd signed with Hezbollah in Syria, and the U.S. is saying, we don't have to honor that. You're transferring terror to someplace else, and therefore we have a right to bomb that. And this, of course, is a ploy by the United States of America so that ISIS won't make any more deals with either Hezbollah or Syria, because they're going to say any deals that we made, the U.S. is going to come on in and just bomb the heck out of us anyway. And so it's just another way for the United States to throw a monkey wrench into any chance of peace there in Syria, because it's really winding down to an end, and the U.S. can't figure out a way to, how to prevent that from happening. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Mark in Indiana, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Am I on? Okay.
You're on the air.
I've been listening to your show for about 2 years now. You have an excellent program. But with all the talk about the Hurricane Harvey, I wanted to go ahead and say a few preparedness tips that I may have. And I'm sorry, I listened to you a day after on YouTube, so I'm not sure what your specific topic was going on.
Okay.
So something that people may consider whenever going back down is using, they have generators already. If they have a car, all you have to do is hook up a power inverter, and you've already got a generator ready to go.
Okay, but you have to be careful you don't draw down the car battery, or you're not going to be able to restart the car. That's one of the downsides of an inverter is if you put too much of a load on it, you can run that car battery down before you even know it. What would almost be an ideal situation to have is a second battery on a switch back and forth. So
exactly.
a lot of the big trucks actually do that. So that if you run the one battery down, you can flip over and still restart your vehicle.
Right, but I'm still saying that there's that possibility of using your car as a generator itself, because even at running idle, you're using very little gasoline to continue to produce electricity for powering whatever they need for the rebuilding process if power's not available.
Okay, yeah, but you need to check the amperage on the inverter versus a
yes.
dedicated generator, because the inverters are good for like a couple of hundred watts, whereas the standalone generators are capable of delivering a lot more.
Right. I just wanted to give somebody an idea.
I use an inverter myself. When I was working on Lost, I had an inverter in my car because there were some places that we were going to go. I didn't have AC available to me.
Right. And one of the websites that I've looked at that has the best preparedness info has been Stephen Harris. And it's Stephen Harris 1234. If you do a search, you can find him. You've got a lot of hokey, overpriced stuff. This guy actually has good, accessible information that won't cost you an arm and a leg.
Yeah, there are some very good sites out there. You know, yes, and there's a lot of sites out there trying to sell you products. And unfortunately, one of the things I've learned early on when I started becoming a prepper is that there are companies that are out there selling what they call emergency versions of various things like flashlights and radios and whatnot. And what you discover is they're actually cheaper and more fragile than just regular daily use versions of the same thing, because the thinking is, well, these people are probably never actually going to use this anyway, so we can use a cheaper plastic. I remember I got one of these little gizmos. It was a combination radio, flashlight, cell phone charger. And it was actually sanctioned by the Red Cross. And the first time I took it out, you know, to make sure it was still working, the plastic case had started to literally turn back into goo. It was just this sticky mess. It was cheap plastic.
Yep. And that's another thing that that website actually does, is he goes through and tests various products and says which is the best one available for the money. So that was why I brought his name up specifically. But
okay, give us that
like
website
that.
One more time.
If you just do a Google search, Stephen Harris 1234, he's got multiple websites, but that will get you to the information.
All right, thanks
an
awful lot. We're going to let you go and take a break for commercials. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about the war zones. It's been an interesting development. On top of everything else those poor people in Syria have been dealing with, they've had an outbreak of polio over there. We've been hearing about outbreaks of polio in a bunch of places, but here is the new development. The United Nations is now admitting the latest outbreak of polio in Syria was caused by the polio vaccines. And basically, this is coming from UNICEF, United Nations Children's Fund, and World Health Organization representative Elizabeth Hoff is reporting that 33 children under the age of 5 have become paralyzed. And the detection of the circulating vaccine-derived poliovirus type 2 cases demonstrate that disease surveillance systems are functional in Syria. Our priority now is to achieve the highest possible polio immunization coverage to stop the circulation of the virus. So what we have here is the UN admits the polio epidemic is caused by the polio vaccine. What's their response? Hand out more vaccines. Some people can be so blind, especially when there's a paycheck attached to it. Now, as you know, earlier this week, Benjamin Netanyahu's been running around screaming, oh, they're coming to get us. Iran is coming to get us. They're building more death camps. They're building missile factories in Lebanon and Syria, and they're doing all this other stuff, and they're getting ready to attack us and invade us. Help us, help us, help us. And the response from Russia has been rather sanguine. Sergei Lavrov basically is coming across as not particularly impressed and saying that the Russian government has absolutely zero information about anyone planning an attack on Israel, least of all Iran, and then reminded Netanyahu regarding his comment about bombing Assad's palace that to do so would be a violation of international law. Of course, my comment to Sergei Lavrov is, whenever did international law stop Israel from doing something like that? And the answer is never. But Benjamin Netanyahu is basically, he's throwing a tantrum that Russia didn't come on board and say, oh, yes, we've got to just do bad things to Iran. And apparently, Prime Minister Netanyahu, during his meeting with Putin, basically got the message that Russia is a player in the Middle East, but it treats all nations on an equal footing. And they're balancing between Tel Aviv and Tehran. And that's not what Netanyahu wanted. Netanyahu wanted Russia totally on Israel's side, and he's not going to get it. Now, here's a wonderful little story. Two Israeli companies, Elbit Systems and Israel Aerospace Industries, are cooperating on a program to on an upgrade package for elderly Lockheed Martin F-16As. And so basically Israel has decided they're going to sell off all of these F-16s that we gave them because we're about to give them a bunch of F-35s. And so they're modernizing the aircraft, and then they're going to sell them to other countries. So let me see if I can recap this for you. Israel upgrades F-16 fighter jets that they receive from the USA, and then they're going to resell them. This doesn't sound like a country which really needs our help. This sounds like a country that's scamming the heck out of the American taxpayer. Now, here's an interesting story. There is this gentleman who was just arrested for being a member of ISIS, for being an imam who recruited fighters for ISIS and trained them. And it turns out he's a Mossad agent. He infiltrated Daesh. He's from a group known as Mossad's Arabists. This is a unit in the Mossad where everybody in it lives like an Arab, speaks Arabic, and they're designed to infiltrate and blend on in. And this guy did. At one point, this guy they've arrested commanded 200 fighters from ISIS. So I guess ISIS really did stand for Israeli Secret Intelligence Service. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
happened? And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to the telephones here. Tony in Puerto Rico, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Mike, and a belated happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mike, I have a quick comment. The other day we spoke about the Rothschilds. Are they still around?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, my other question is this. Their money is considered old money, am I correct?
Yeah, it would be considered old money.
Okay, now, do they pay taxes?
That depends on where they are. I mean, the family is spread pretty much across the globe. As far as their interests in the Federal Reserve are concerned, the Federal Reserve actually pays no taxes at all other than the property tax on the land on which the banks sit. But if you read the actual charter that created the Federal Reserve, they're exempt from all other taxation.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Have a good day. Okay, getting on back to the news here and the war zones and Israel whining and crying. Apparently, Netanyahu is now out there just screaming that there will never be a state of Palestine, that the West Bank is Israel forever, and just all this tough talk about Eretz Israel. And it almost seems like he's grandstanding. And I think the reason he is, of course, as you know, he's in political trouble back home. He's being investigated, potentially charged for some major corruption issues. The Israeli people don't like him anymore. Much of the Israeli government and the Knesset are fed up with him. And he may not be a problem for much longer here. Meanwhile, Belgium is demanding compensation from Israel after the Israeli government bulldozed six EU-funded schools in a village near Bethlehem last week. And the children are now having to study in tents or just outside in the weather. And Belgium basically says Israel has to pay for it. You don't get to just knock down stuff that we build and not pay for it. Okay, we're going to take a phone call. Tom in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, good day, Michael. First off, I don't know if they call the anti-left. I think actually they're anarchists. That's definitely what they are. They're having a show right now about that. They're actually anarchists, all these anti-leftists. But, Michael, I saw something that's kind of perturbing. I don't know if you have a chance to see it. Did you hear about the serial killer in Kansas City killing all the white males, shooting them in the back of the head that were walking their dogs?
No, I didn't hear that one. When is that going on now?
Yes, sir. It's going on right now. He murdered five of them. It was on the Drudge Report. I think Drudge had it. It was on Drudge where I saw it. This guy's going around. His half-brother got killed by a black male, but he's taking it out of white people, blaming the whites, white people for his brother getting murdered by a black male. And this guy's killed five senior citizen males that are walking their dogs in a park, and he shot them all in the back of the head. If that was the other way around, Michael, like the thing that happened in South Carolina, this would be on the news for the next 10 years.
Oh,
like,
yeah. We know there's a bias. The corporate media loves to report anytime a white attacks a black person. They won't report when a black attacks a white person or when a black attacks a black person. Because, again, the agenda has been to try and create this racial divide to turn us against each other so we don't unite against our common enemy, which is that federal government.
Right. And this gentleman, I mean, this animal, this beast, this monster who killed all these white males, he even said he wanted to kill everybody in this white school. He wanted to shoot up the school like Columbine. And now the Kansas City police came out saying, this guy is a serial killer. And you'll see the story after you'll research it.
I'm looking at it right now.
George Soros is responsible for this, Michael, and those people's family should sue Soros and the anti-left for creating this in CNN. These news networks are responsible for this animal going out and killing all these innocent males that are retired and trying to live their last days out of their lives, you know, and they probably worked all their lives working, and now they're all dead. This is disgusting. It's disgraceful. And these people in CNN and all these news networks should be held accountable and sued beyond belief like they're trying to do. You know, Michael, I'm looking at this crap with the Confederacy and how they're trying to take the statues down. We had a big thing. Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz was over here in Hollywood trying to take the street names out. Like Hood, you have Hood, Bedford Forest, and Lee Street here in Hollywood, Florida. And she's a Blabbermouth talking. And I'm saying to myself, Blabbermouth, would you do that with Israel? You want to talk about real racists? Come on, let's look at who the real racists are here. And by the way, Michael, they had a study I saw that was really interesting. You know that the Zionist faith, they consider themselves more black than they do white. They actually side up with the blacks over white, the Zionists.
I'm not sure about that. I mean, my experience has been that
when it comes to civil issues, yes. When it comes to civil, when it comes to rights and all, civil rights and all that, of course they're more, they sway to the other side. There's no question about it. Yeah, Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz is over here, and I don't know. I guess they had the ruling this afternoon. I haven't got a chance to see what happened with that ruling. Those names have been on those streets for over 60 years, 70 years, in Hollywood here. And now they're taking the names out. Now they want to name them after some pop culture celebrity like Katy Perry Street or something. It's unbelievable. It's amazing what's happening here. And, you know, by the way, Mike, one more thing. I'll let you go. I know you got other callers. They knocked the head off Christopher Columbus in New York, and then I heard they were taking down a statue, and it's all over the news now. In California, you're taking a statue down of Columbus, and they're going to put Native American Day or something, a Native American statue or something. That's all over the news right now that they're taking the statue of Columbus down. So pretty soon they're going to go out to Washington and Lincoln and Jefferson. I guarantee you, Jefferson Memorial Washington is probably going to be disbarred pretty soon. You take them down and close it.
Well, I wonder what they're going to do about the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C. It's not like they can take that down very easily. Or if they start the fracking back up, it'll come down all by itself.
But who's actually allowing this? The white majority in this country are allowing this. This is a small minority that's actually doing this, and that should be stopped. That should be stopped pronto. Donald Trump said, put his foot down.
Yeah.
No more. This ain't happening anymore.
Well, in some of these places...
We're not the minority here. We're the majority of white Anglos.
Okay, Tom, calm down. Calm down. Okay? You have a tendency to let yourself get carried away here. Now, obviously, in the case where these activists are getting the local governments to cave in on changing these monuments and streets and so forth, there really isn't much we can do because it's their jurisdiction. But what we ought to really start doing is these individuals who are going on out and committing vandalism against monuments and statues, that is a crime, and they ought to be caught and made an example of.
Right. Michael, they're having a ruling on DACA today. I think Trump's going to get rid of it. I believe I heard it on one of the news networks. He's going to get rid of DACA. Thank God. You need to get rid of that.
Okay. All right, Tom. Well, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Get on back to the news. Now, as you know, Nikki Haley has been up at the United Nations foaming at the mouth about Iran and how Iran is in violation of the spirit of the P5+1 because Iran will not allow open access to all of its military facilities for U.S. inspection. And, of course, Iran's position is that the facilities that were to be open for inspection are delineated in the P5+1 deal, and they are open for inspection, and, in fact, the IAEA was just in there about a month ago and gave him a clean bill of health. And Nikki Haley is out there saying, no, 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 we have to have access to all of facilities, Iran has to stop making ballistic missiles. And it's finally reached the point where Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, is saying it is clear Nikki Haley doesn't actually know what's in the P5+1. She hasn't even read it. She's there, just there to push this, you know, Iran bad, Iran bad, Iran bad. Iran has to give us what we want. And she doesn't really know what she's talking about. And it's another reminder, we have to figure out why it is we have such uninformed, uneducated idiots rising to these positions of power and influence, especially when you're talking about the risk of a war. Because certainly the rest of the world is getting a very clear impression that the United States government does not keep its commitments, does not comply with treaty requirement, that the United States government is the nation that has gone rogue. Now, Josh Bolton is out there all over the media saying the only way to stop Iran's nuclear program is to just go ahead and bomb the place. And he's out there saying that, you know, we've had 25 years of negotiations with Iran and it's gotten us absolutely nowhere. And it's basically time to bomb all of Iran's nuclear facilities. Now, remember when Israel bombed Iraq's nuclear facilities on the excuse that they were building bombs in there? And then following the invasion, international experts went on up there and discovered that the only thing that was inside that Osirik nuclear reactor was a power station. It did not have a clandestine bomb factory the way that Israel has underneath Dimona. And the same thing is going on with Iran. Everybody's out there just trying to say, oh, Iran's got a secret bomb factory underneath their power station. We've just got to bomb them. For 30 years, we have been hearing that Iran is just weeks away from a nuclear bomb. It has not happened. We know who the aggressor is here. We know who the liars are here. And if you don't believe the lies, you're called a tool of Russia or an anti-Semite. or some other name like that, or a hostile foreign intelligence service like they're trying to do to WikiLeaks. They're trying to get around the First Amendment by saying that anybody who doesn't agree with the U.S. government is obviously an enemy of the state. Now, Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, had a phone call with U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson saying that more sanctions on North Korea could be very dangerous. It could kick off a restart of the war between North and South. And regardless of what happens to North Korea, South Korea is not going to fare very well. Meanwhile, Theresa May is in Japan saying that she refuses to rule out military and cyber attacks on North Korea. So she's getting on in. Oh, it's going to be fun. We're all going to dogpile on North Korea. It'll be a lot of fun. Upping the ante, the United States dropped bombs on the border of North Korea in a joint exercise with South Korean forces using jets that are capable of carrying nuclear weapons. The world is watching, and probably a lot of countries are already choosing which side they're going to be on. But when you start dropping live bombs on somebody's border, it sends a message. We're coming for you. No, there is nothing you can say. There is nothing you can do. We're coming to get you. Because we're the United States of America, and that's what we do. By the way, you remember Donald Rumsfeld? The guy who was up there at the Pentagon saying, hey, we just lost $3 trillion of your money. We have no clue where it went here. Oh, let's see. Now, back in 2002, Donald Rumsfeld declared North Korea a terrorist state, part of the Axis of Evil, and a target for regime change. Only 2 years earlier, Donald Rumsfeld had been director of a company which won a $200 million contract to sell nuclear reactors to North Korea. Gee, Don, can't you make up your money or your mind, or is it just a matter of who's paying you the most money at the moment? Set your policy here. Now, the U.S., of course, is carrying out their own nuclear tests. They're not explosive tests. What they're doing is they're testing a newly designed bomb. It is the B-61-12 gravity bombs, and they're drop testing them from F-15E fighter jets at Tonopah Test Range in Nevada. And basically, these are non-exploding versions of the bomb, and they're basically gathering data for the targeting system, because these are supposed to be the most accurate bomb ever created by the United States. It has an adjustable yield running from 300 tons of TNT up to 50 kilotons of TNT, which is about five times the force of Hiroshima. And it's the newest, latest, greatest weapon in the nuclear arsenal. It's got chrome, and it's got stereo, it's got Sirius XM radio, and all the other bells and whistles here. Down in the Philippines, President Rodrigo Duterte is basically saying that in order to get ISIS out of his country before the U.S. sees it as an excuse to invade, that he is going to authorize the bombing of mosques. Now, they have liberated the Grand Mosque of Marawi, and that one is going to be protected. But Philippine military can now bomb mosques, madrasas, and other hiding centers to get rid of ISIS, which all of a sudden showed up right after Duterte decided he wanted to get the drug dealers out of his country. Strange how that works. The U.S. is now retaliating against Russia in this escalating tit-for-tat diplomatic warfare. The U.S. has ordered the closure of the San Francisco Russian consulate, a chancery annex in Washington, and a consular annex in New York City. Usually closing somebody's diplomatic facilities is seen as one of the steps leading to outright war. So let's talk a little bit about the economic news here. Remember Wells Fargo? They've got this fake accounts scandal, and it's growing and growing and growing. Basically, in September of last year, they acknowledged employees under pressure to meet aggressive sales targets had opened accounts that customers weren't even aware of in order to charge them fees and churn stuff around. And they admitted to just over a million of these accounts. Today, Wells Fargo shuffled its feet and looked at the ground and said that, yeah, actually it was 3.5 million of these accounts that were opened by Wells Fargo employees without the customer's permission between 2009 and 2016. They're all crooks over there. They are all crooks over there. Now, the European Union is facing 51 lawsuits totaling billions of pounds for shutting down Spain's sixth largest bank. Now, the EU was under the impression that it was in trouble, insolvent, and unsalvageable. Others have different opinions. So the lawsuits are flying over there. If you live in Maryland, your average Obamacare premium doubled over the last 4 years. And a 50% rate hike for next year has just been approved. Here's an interesting little story, little statistic. I want you to think about this one. This came out of CNS News. Oh, I'm going to take a break. Then we'll come back with this news. We'll be right back.
Medical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, this week, the Bureau of Labor Statistics released some information I think you're going to find interesting. Apparently, they found Americans on average are spending more on taxes than they do on food and clothing combined. That's a lot of money. Now, what are you getting for that money that you give to the federal government? You're certainly not getting a new pair of jeans out of that, are you? Or Nikes. Not getting steak and potatoes or anything. What do you get for all that money? You get a crumbling infrastructure. You get your lives meddled in. You get surveilled for it. It's time for Americans to ask, are you getting value for all that money? And the answer is overwhelmingly no. That's pretty alarming out there. Now then, let's talk about immigration here. Apparently, in Germany, 390,000 Syrians will be eligible to bring their entire families into Germany next year. And that, of course, is going to complicate things. There's a family reunification rule, where all these Syrians who've managed to get to Germany can now turn around and have their families join them. And they love big families. They really do. Now, down in Texas, a federal judge has blocked parts of Texas' strict new immigration crackdown law, ruling that the state cannot attempt to punish sanctuary cities for refusing to turn illegal immigrants over to federal authorities for deportation. But the judge left in place the part of the law that allows police to determine the legal status of those they encounter during their duties. Judge Garcia said as long as the checks don't prolong the encounter, they are presumed to be constitutional. And again, a reminder for those of you in the flood zones, those 50 counties that were hit by Hurricane Harvey, the immigration authorities are saying there are no immigration enforcement actions taking place. So if you are an illegal immigrant, you can go and avail yourself of emergency services. Nothing will happen to you. They're suspending all the operations until things start to get back to normal, which is going to be a while. And I'm in agreement with that. This is a time for everybody to be humane. Story coming on out here, Democrats will have to block the Pentagon's 2018 budget in September if they want to stop President Trump's plan to extend the nation's border walls. This according to immigration reformers. They're going to make a big, big stink over the border wall. They're trying, at one point they were trying to tie it in to aid for the Hurricane Harvey victims. You know, if you want the aid, you'll have to give up the border. I mean, again, everybody's playing politics with all these people suffering. We'll be right back.
For you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app. a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. What